Well, President Trump tweeted earlier today that he wants to double steel and aluminum tariffs on Turkey as Turkey's national currency hit another record low during this ongoing dispute with the U.S. It's possibly another policy shift by Twitter. So let's bring in Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, who helps us sort through social media every week. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robin.
So we know Trump has declared that the reliance of U.S. importers on foreign metals poses a national security risk to the U.S., lots of tariffs flying. But Turkey's currency has been steadily weakening, so Trump's first tariffs aren't hurting that much. Turkish goods are still cheaper for U.S. consumers, and so one way to fix that is to double the tariff rate. But what's happening on Twitter? What are you seeing?
So, Robin, this isn't a case of a tweet destabilizing a currency because the lira has not been in good shape for most of this year. But it is a tweet that is piling on a currency that is not doing well. So if you could draw a vertical line, that would be almost what the lira did today with its value against the dollar. Last night, Turkey's president did a speech where he's trying to rally Turks. And he's saying, if you have dollars or euros or gold under your pillow, go to the banks and exchange them for Turkish lira. And then at the bottom of the president's tweets, and that's President Trump's tweet, he says, our relations with Turkey are not good at this time.
You think?
And then, exactly, Turkish tweeps are underneath that tweet having a conversation with the president of the United States. And they are saying things like, if they have their dollars, we have our God, which is also resonating from a speech that the Turkish president actually made last night. I'm using Twitter Translate, so this might not be an exact translation, but it gives you a sense of how bad things are and how Turks are now on US Twitter talking to the president of the United States because they are not happy with this trade war that's going on. Behind all of that, there is a debate between the US and Turkey about a US pastor. His name is Andrew Brunson, and he is in prison right now in Turkey on terrorism charges. So there's a bigger picture behind all of this tit for tat and tweets.
This is amazing, though, that Turks are speaking with the president of the United States through
directly.
Twitter. It's amazing. Okay, so there's that. We also want to touch on the fact that the Slovenia-born parents of First Lady Melania Trump are now US citizens. They take advantage of the same policy that President Trump has vowed to end. He calls it chain migration, so do critics of it, but it is known as family reunification. It is legal. American citizens can obtain residency then for their relatives. They have to apply, do the paperwork, but they can. And Melania's parents' lawyers say they went through the same process as everyone else, which, of course, their son-in-law thinks is wrong, that process. What are you seeing?
So what I'm seeing is a tweet from the president of the United States. It goes back to November 2017, where he says in all caps, chain migration, ends of all caps, must end now. That is miraculously popping up just about now. And then people are just pointing out the hypocrisy of what the president has been saying, but what the first lady has actually been doing, which is all totally legal. Her parents were permanent residents, green card holders. So it's a very natural process to go from green card to then actually a citizen. It takes some time, but that's very natural. So it's the hypocrisy of the situation or the conversation between the president and what's really happening in his family life that people are picking up on.
Now, Femi, I just want to get to the fact that this weekend marks the one-year anniversary of that deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Indeed.
White nationalists, Jason Kessler is their organizer, planning to march again in Washington, D.C., the Unite the Right rally. Expected to be smaller than Charlottesville, but what are you seeing? There's a far-left activist who are doing a counter-protest as well, but what are you seeing?
Even if you're not going to be in Washington, D.C. for this weekend, you will see the protest, the counter-protest, the protest happening online. Airbnb says it will ban users who use their site to take part in the Washington, D.C. Unite the Right rally. They actually call it a white supremacist Unite the Right rally. There are conversations right now about the phrase white anxiety. People are saying, this isn't white anxiety. Let's just call it how we believe it to be. And that is racism. And so this debate, make America great again, unite the right, Black Lives Matter. I'm seeing all of this online. So wherever you stand on this, you will find your views mirrored.
Yeah. Well, and
on social.
We should say as well, Spike Lee's new film, Black Klansman, is opening this weekend.
And what timing?
Because he closes it out with the Charlottesville rally and asked the mother of Heather Heyer, the young girl who was killed there, if he could use the real footage from that in the film.
Oh, my goodness.
So all of this is going to be going on this weekend. Femi Oke, thanks for giving us the heads up. We can go to social media to track some of it. Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you.
Take care.